Welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people. I'm Corey Crone, joined today by Joanne Crone with the St. Vincent de Paul Pharmacy. Welcome, Joanne.
Thank you for having me here today.
Glad you're with me today. Glad you got to come by. And it is one of the biggest days of the year coming up for the community pharmacy at St. Vincent de Paul. It's St. Patrick's Day, which means a big day for you guys. Tell me what's going on.
Well, the Jeter family invites us every year. This is our 12th annual St. Patrick's Day fundraiser for the St. Vincent de Paul Community Pharmacy. And from the time Enox opens until it closes, we sell raffle tickets. We give away hundreds of prizes. And all the money from the raffle tickets goes to the St. Vincent de Paul Community Pharmacy.
So this will be taking place at Enox. And it's all part of St. Patrick's Day and all the other things that go on at a Irish pub on St. Patrick's Day. But you guys are the beneficiary of a lot of good stuff. Talk to me a little bit, because there are folks maybe out there that maybe have heard the name St. Vincent de Paul, but they maybe don't know what you do. So what is St. Vincent de Paul Community Pharmacy?
Well, the mission of the St. Vincent de Paul Community Pharmacy is to provide prescription medication free of charge to those who have no other means of acquiring them. The Channel of Charity is a community-wide effort for all faiths, races, and backgrounds. We opened in April of 1999, and we have given away in free prescription medicine over $20 million in 18 years.
Now, free prescription medicine to folks who need it. It's not free for you guys. You have to purchase it. You get donations from people, that sort of thing.
Correct.
So this fundraiser is...
life and death for people.
Is a big deal. You do another thing once a year, too. You have a poor man's supper that comes around in September.
Right. For the Feast of St. Vincent de Paul on September 27th, we have an annual poor man's supper and auction. And it the whole community comes out for that, too. These are our two biggest fundraisers of the year.
All right, so this is going on at Enox, the fundraiser for St. Patrick's Day that goes to St. Vincent de Paul. What kind of things happen at Enox on a St. Patrick's Day that benefit the pharmacy?
Well, they have great food, Irish stew, shepherd's pie. They have all kind of great music. Great musicians come, donate their time. We have a grand marshal, and we also have hundreds of prizes. And this year, actually, the distributor sent it to the St. Vincent de Paul, most of their prizes, and we will bring it with us tomorrow night, Friday, March 17th at Enox. I believe it starts around 3. I usually am there from 5 to 10, but I think it goes way past that.
I'm sure people will be out past 10 o'clock on a Friday night on St. Patrick's Day. It's one of those days that a lot of folks get out and celebrate. So so you've got a lot of items that are going to be raffled off. What are some of the cool things that are going to be raffled?
Well, one is a beautiful quilt, a St. Patrick's Day quilt, a bottle of 100-year-old scotch. We have chairs from two breweries. We have usually a great golf bag. We have a lot of t-shirts from Guinness, and Guinness donates the t-shirts. Mojo's does the printing for us, and the t-shirts are there, and you'll see a lot of people. Almost everybody's dressed in green.
Well, I got a chance to drink a Guinness beer on St. Patrick's Day in Dublin a few years ago.
Whoa.
That was a lot of folks. I didn't know you could cram that many folks into a town. And the nicest people ever over there if you ever get a chance to go to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day. Let's talk about some other things. Is there a silent auction going on as well? Or am I just making that one up?
That's for the poor man's supper.
Oh, that's the poor man's supper. Okay.
Right. You buy a $10 raffle ticket. It lets you have access to hundreds of prizes. Your name goes back in for the big prizes. And you do not have to be present to win the big prizes, but on the smaller prizes, you have to be present to win. So come on down and join us.
So there'll be Irish music and food and fun and some adult beverages and all of those things. You don't have to partake of that. You could just come and enjoy the the fellowship with all the other folks who are there, because everybody's Irish on St. Paddy's Day.
That's right. And we'll have an Irish blessing from Father Jim from Jesus the Good Shepherd Church about 6:30.
Okay, so that's going on. Tell me a little bit more about the pharmacy. If there are, I know there are folks out there that maybe could volunteer and help. Is there a way to get involved with St. Vincent de Paul?
There really is, and we do need volunteers, because we have had a series of doctors and nurses retired, but anyone in the community that has some free time, if you would call St. Vincent de Paul Pharmacy, John Biglane is the executive director, 387-7868, and we are needing volunteers to work on Tuesday and Thursday from 9 to 1.
And so that helps out local folks who can't afford medicine one way or another. Maybe they fall through the gaps with the government aid or whatever. This kind of fills in those holes.
It does. And we serve 19 parishes, so that should tell you how desperate people are for their medicine. People have to choose every day between food and their medicine, and we make it possible for the medicine to be provided.
I'm joined by Joanne Crone with, she's the board president for St. Vincent de Paul Community Pharmacy. Joanne, again, this big event for you, St. Patrick's Day, where and when and what all's going on?
It's at Enox. It's on Louisville in the 500 block, the whole block. You'll see there'll be people out on the street. The parking lots will be full. Come and join us tomorrow. We'll be there on Friday, March 17th, for the whole day celebrating.
All right. That's Joanne Crone with St. Vincent de Paul. To find out more, you can visit our website at kedm.org.